In our previous Fundamentals of Metering series, we discussed what voltage and current are and discovered the meaning of power and power factor. Now that we have a basic understanding of what comprises electricity, it's time to discuss how electricity gets to your facility. There are three basic concepts that are involved in keeping the lights on. First, electricity has to be produced, and this step is called generation. Second, electricity must travel great distances to reach all service locations, and this is called transmission. Finally, electricity must be scaled down and delivered to individual locations, and this is called distribution. Some may not realize or understand the difference between transmission and distribution, as it sounds like it serves the same purpose. But a little clarification will shed some light on the differences. To begin with, where does electricity come from? Does it occur naturally, or do we just harness it? Everybody has heard the expression, energy can neither be created nor destroyed, simply transformed. Well, it's not only an expression, it's the law of conservation of energy. So that tells us that electricity does not just appear or happen. Electrical generation is simply the process of converting some form of energy into electricity. There are several means of generating electricity, such as hydroelectric, nuclear, coal-fired, natural gas, solar, and wind. In each of the above methods, some form of energy is transformed to electricity. For example, a dam is a method of utilizing hydroelectric generation. As water flows from the reservoir or lake to the river below, it spins the blades on a turbine, which is connected to a generator. The spinning of the turbine's blade is converting kinetic energy, the falling water, to mechanical energy, turning the generator. The generator then provides three-phase voltage that eventually ends up in the electrical grid. Solar generation, which is growing in popularity, utilizes the sun to produce a voltage. Multiple solar cells are combined in a solar panel to increase the amount of voltage generated. A unique part of solar is that it creates DC power, which must be transformed to AC before connecting to the grid. Regardless of which means of generation is used, some form of energy is transformed to electricity. Once we have our three-phase voltage, it connects to a transformer, which then increases the voltage to several hundred thousand volts. This brings us to the concept of transmission. The United States is a large country with people scattered in various places. Somehow electricity needs to reach them all. How does it get there? Once electricity is generated at a generation facility, the voltage is increased to 115 kilovolts and above by a transformer. Why such high voltages? This is to reduce the losses in the line due to impedance. By raising the voltage, the current is reduced and the losses due to resistance are also reduced. In the United States, losses in transmission and distribution systems were estimated to be around 6%, and as the infrastructure increases in age, those losses could increase even more. Transmission lines sprawl across the country, typically in the big metal tower structures seen everywhere. Each transmission line has a beginning, usually at a generation site, and also an ending, typically at a substation. It is literally the backbone of the electrical grid. This leads us to distribution, a subject most people are already familiar with. Distribution voltages are typically less than 115 kilovolts. A bit of overlap occurs between transmission and distribution, and is typically called subtransmission. This is a medium voltage range, typically 30 kilovolts to 69 kilovolts, and is used for longer runs. However, for the purposes of this discussion, we will stick with our 15 kilovolts or less systems. At a substation, the transmission lines are terminated at a transformer, which steps the voltage down to a smaller level. This voltage is then distributed through the local utility's coverage area providing lights, air conditioning, and other electrical services throughout the region. Inside a substation are relays, meters, and monitors that protect the substation and distribution system from disturbances and faults. Operating in milliseconds, relays can open or close a recloser, which is a giant switch, to prevent a line fault from propagating throughout the system. Ever seen the lights go out, flicker, and come right back on? This can happen when a relay and recloser just kept your power on by rerouting and isolating a fault. In review, somewhere in the United States is a generation facility that is producing voltage. This voltage is then routed through a transformer, increased to several hundred thousand volts, and transmitted hundreds of miles to a substation. In the substation, the high voltage is stepped down and distributed through a few miles of wire to reach your plant, your office, and your home. Just think, millions of electrons traveled hundreds of miles just so you can watch cat videos on your laptop.